Welcome back. Tesla is recalling almost 500,000 electric cars over safety issues, but the stock not performing that badly today. It's down 0.6%. Not that volatile for the world's biggest car company by market cap. We have Yahoo Finance's Praz Subramanian here with all the details. And Praz, thanks for stopping by. Investors don't seem to be concerned that much with this. How big of a deal is it for Tesla?
Yeah, Jared, stock kind of shaking off this news, but in my mind, it is kind of a big deal. It's more unwanted scrutiny for the company. 500,000 cars here recall. Let's break it down here real quick. The Model 3, about 356,000 cars recalled because of a rear camera issue. Basically, NHTSA is saying that the, quote, the rear view camera cable harness may be damaged by the opening and closing. I know, who would expect them to open and close a trunk lid, preventing the camera from operating properly. You know, it's an annoying thing, not necessarily a dangerous thing, but it could be in some situations. I think a bigger problem, Jared, is the recall of 120,000 Model S sedans due to a front hood problem. Now, the Model S and like the Model 3, there's no engine in the front. It's actually a trunk in the front. And Tesla's saying that the front hood may open without warning and obstruct the driver's visibility. This is a big deal because you could be driving down the street and the hood pops up. You can't see anything. Very dangerous. Tesla says this hasn't actually happened yet, but they're concerned and rightfully so. But I think, Jared, the big picture here also is that the whole backdrop here for Tesla and regulatory scrutiny, right? NHTSA currently is investigating the company for allowing, you know, the playing of video games while the car is in motion. Theoretically, the driver could actually play video games when the car is in motion. So Tesla actually agreed to disable that that functionality, which is kind of strange they even had in the first place. And then secondly, the big one is the Autopilot investigation, where the cars have been hitting emergency vehicles parked at crash sites. The Autopilot can't necessarily having a problem with distinguishing what those are and crashing into them. So that's a big deal. And I think, you know, this is more like how sort of Elon Musk operates, right, Jared? It's like his MO is, you know, a lot of big tech ethos MO is move fast and break things. But in this situation, you could break a lot of things pretty severely if you allow it to happen.
Oh, especially if you're going 90 miles an hour playing Candy Crush, which we hope nobody absolutely does if they're driving the car. But what I ask you is a breakout year for a lot of different EV companies, lots of excitement. Also in the traditional auto space, a lot of breakthroughs by Ford, GM. Can you just kind of give us an overview of some of the developments this year?
You know, Jared, I guess you could call 2021 the big pivot, right, where a lot of these traditional OEMs are pivoting into like pure play EVs, trying to chase companies like Tesla, Lucid, Fisker, Faraday Future, NIO, and XPeng in China. That's sort of my kind of big take on what's happening. And the question is, can they pivot fast enough before they run out of time? And maybe there's too much lead time for the Teslas of the world, right? We're going to see a lot of this stuff, Jared, I think at CES this year. It's going to be a toned down show, but traditionally in the last few years, automakers have been showing off their big tech. This year, you're going to have GM showing off the Silverado EV. You're going to have Fisker showing off some newer auto autonomous driving technology. So you're going to see some companies there trying to show off some wares, even traditional OEM. But I think it's 2022 is, if 2020 was a big pivot, 2022 is, can they actually do it?
Yeah, and Praz, on the Wi-Fi Interactive, I have the year-to-date returns for a bunch of EV names, and quite striking. You look at Lucid Motors, that's up 291%, and then Lordstown Motor at the bottom, down 81%, Workhouse Group down 76%, QuantumScape down 72%. A lot of these stocks simply peaked at the beginning of the year and just fell from there. Just wondering what you make of the price action with about a minute to go here.
You know, Jared, we often talk about what's going on with the EV space, how it had so much momentum, and a lot of it, is it fundamental? Is it technical? Is it just people excited about the space? And look at Lucid, right? That company just started making cars. Stock is up almost 300%. I think it's the top performing NASDAQ stock this year. And they also have their own SEC scrutiny about their SPAC with the Churchill Capital Corp. 4, right? On the flip side, look at Lordstown. All kinds of problems there. They can't even make their cars. They have to actually sell their factory to Foxconn. Just really strange situation in that space. Stock down a lot, but you know, I could see it. Maybe there's some positive news next year, and maybe that stock pump jumps a little bit. We'll see.